Lizzie, they sent me to the north, to the countryside. Do you know how cold it is there? Said Lan Lan. All day long. You want to cry, except you cannot cry, because someone will report you. You do not know who will make a report about you. Practically a goat can decide whether you will go home someday or never go home. Lan, how to convey the insanity of that era? The blind devotion of Red Guards and other people, too. How they believed Mao was the sun, bringing us into the day. How people would work for days to buy a Mao badge, even if they had hundreds already. How they pinned them all over their army fatigues. One of my classmates pinned them to the skin of his chest. A neighbor in our courtyard was struggled against by his own daughter for putting a cup of tea down on a newspaper. Because the picture on the front of the paper was a picture of Mao, she said. He failed to respect Mao. Of course, the badges were beautiful. Everybody thought that. Even I thought that until the Red Guard killed my father. It was crazy, and yet, in some ways, life was better then. People were more equal. You didn't feel looked down on because you didn't have a college degree. We had yet less, but we didn't feel poor because no one was rich. Lizzie, even China has market economics now, said Lan Lan. Even China is communist with Chinese characteristics. What does that mean, I asked. It means no one really believes in communism anymore, said Lan Lan. Not even the communists? Then how can they be communist? Still communists, she explained. They are party members. You mean they're phonies, said Russell. Phonies were a big thing for Russell, because his mom died when he was little, and then he had three stepmothers, all phonies.
Wendy, so that's like the thing he and Lizzie agree about most, that mothers come and mothers go.
Lizzie, if you ask Russell, he'd say the problem is that no one's honest. No one can say things like, this is just not my child, or I can't love this child as if he were my own, because he isn't. As for my not feeling like I belong to this family, he'd say, probably I never would, but who would admit it? Which was, like, so true. My old boyfriend Derek was really smart, but he never got that stuff like that. On the other hand, there was stuff Derek got that Russell didn't. I hated having a special problem that other people didn't get. Wendy, but we know, like, so many people who are adopted, I say. You know all these people, says Lizzie, but I don't. I'm not like you, adopted from China. I'm plain adopted from nowhere. I'm soup du jour. It's completely different. Everybody wants to talk about where you're from. It's different to possibly be the grandchild of a Japanese soldier, which nobody wants to talk about. Japanese soldier, I said. What Japanese soldier? Some Japanese soldier. Are you sure? Says who? Says Lan Lan, she says. Blondie. How to explain about Mama Wong. The way she talked, the way she looked at Lizzie. We did wonder such things, I said, and we did indeed decide not to mention them, because who knew what the truth was? How would we ever know, and what good would come of such talk? Carnegie, strolling in the kitchen, tossed a cherry tomato up in the air and caught it in his mouth. We thought it would only hurt your self-esteem, I went on, glowering at Carnegie. Please act your age. This is worse, sobbed Lizzie. This is way worse, to have people thinking things all along and not saying them. We're talking about whether Lizzie might have some Japanese blood, I told Carnegie. We're talking about whether she might be the grandchild of, say, a Japanese soldier. He gulped down his tomato. And who said this, he asked, pray tell. Lan, I said. But you know how Mama Wong always... You're not saying it all this time makes it seem like it must be true, cried Lizzie. That may be, said Carnegie, but the fact is, we don't know. And we can't know barring a fact-finding mission. We were just trying to protect you, I said. And so what if it's true anyway, said Carnegie. Why does it matter? Aren't you still our Lizzie, growing up here? Well, let's face it, most people can't tell Chinese from Japanese anyway. You lied to me, she cried. You know mixed kids are going to be in the majority before you know it, Carnegie said. It's going to be such an asset. You're going to be able to move around in all kinds of worlds. And it's going to be cool. In fact, I was reading about that just the other day, how cool it's getting to be already. It's not cool, she said. Maybe in the city it is, but here, in our town, it is not cool. Well, from the city to the suburbs, said Carnegie. Believe you me, ambiguity is in. But why'd you lie to me, she cried. You lied. You lied, wrote Gabriella. I would definitely say something to Lon if I were you. Talk about inappropriate. To be telling Lizzie stuff like that? But how to explain what's inappropriate about it? Carnegie. How is Lon supposed to know we carefully never discussed this? Thanks to the boundless love and exquisite tact with which dear Mama Wong broached the subject. Blondie. In the end, we didn't say anything. In the end, I chose to focus on improving my relationship with Lan. For a while, Lan talked to the girls more and more, all the time.
She barely talked to me. It was strange, but always in English. She always spoke to me in English, though I'd try a few times to speak Chinese. Wasn't I a person people talked to? It's her inner child, wrote Gabriella. It's nothing. It has nothing to do with you. You're a good egg to try to connect with her, given the situation. It wasn't a matter of being good, though. I would have wanted to be friends with anyone living in my house. I felt sorry for her, fellow pawn of Mama Wong's that she was. What a great idea, to try and make common cause. Lan, though, was not interested in making common cause. Indeed, I could not even get her to talk to me in a regular way. If I asked, are you hot? Lan would answer, not too hot. If I asked, do you have something you need to do? Lan would answer, I could do it now or do it later. If I asked, would you like to go shopping? Lan would answer, if you are go out shopping, I happy to accompany you. She treats you like her superior, in other words, said Carnegie, which, dearest, you are. And think how the Chinese write traditionally, top to bottom. Think how they talk about time, even. Time runs top to bottom, with events above or below each other. Lan has that ladder-like outlook. You're defending her, I said.